Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, October 28th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the official opening of Parliament.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Mr. Speaker, sir, it is also hoped that while the new income tax bill will be enacted during this session, the Insurance Act and the Pension and Provident Funds Act will be amended to address deficiencies in the current legislation and align them with international best practice. The Public Health Bill, which seeks to promote quality health service delivery, shall be tabled during this session. Efforts to support the ministry's recovery are set to be boosted by $89 million a loan facility concluded with China, the Chinese Exim Bank, for the procurement of medical equipment, ambulances, and other accessories. It is depressing that some of our people have turned themselves into mere fronts for foreign investors, thus defeating the fundamental objective of the indigenization and economic empowerment program. Decisive action shall indeed be taken to address these developments, strengthen the general enforcement of the relevant legislation.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the opening of Parliament.
President Robert Mugabe today officially opened the second session of the 8th Parliament in Harare, calling on the country to remain united in its quest to build a solid foundation for sustainable development.
And of course, throughout the ceremony, First Lady Grace Mugabe exchanged no words with Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who sat next to Justice Minister and her alleged rival in the party, Emmerson Mnangagwa. And reports are saying that Mnangagwa and Mujuru were smiling and sharing jokes throughout Mr. Mugabe's speech. And commenting on the indigenization and empowerment law, Mr. Mugabe said government would penalize locals who are being used as fronts by foreigners seeking to bypass local ownership regulations.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah.
Wonguka hamadzadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezvekuvhurwa kwedare reparamende uye kune mashoko ataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe pane mabiko avazoita Gibbs kana kuti atingati reception vachitaura iwo kuti pane vari kurwira chigaro chavo muzanu PF iwo vachiripo. Of course, there is a reception that was held after this parliament, the opening of parliament, the 8th session of parliament, and the President Robert Mugabe said those who are fighting each other in the party to succeed him are wasting their time because he is still very much around. Mr. Mugabe, of course, is 90 years old, and there's been serious infighting within his party, pitting his vice president, Amai Joyce Mujuru, and also the justice minister, Emmerson Mnangagwa. This is coming ahead of the party's elective congress in December. Gibbs.
Yabambe blessing kage indaba yalamhlanje zulukandaba lengalithola njani lapho likhona kona ngapho ke ngemakhaya ye esiqhubeka ngakho ke lokho kuvulwa kwetele le parlamente okwenziwe lamhlanje kwenziwe ke umongameli uRobert Mugabe lapha kukhulume khona esithi kumele kulungiswe imithetho emningi imithetho yangkhona kuthiwa ingafika ku 400 okumele ilungiswe ihambelane lesisekelo sombuso welizwe lokho kuthiwa i-new constitution. So ke uphinde wakhuluma lokuthi kuyamele kube le new income tax bill iyabe ikhangela ukuthi imithelo yelizwe kambe ihamba kuhle yini. Sizwile njalo ke njengoba uBlessing okuchayile ukuthi kukhanya ngazani ke khona ngale dala lepharlamente kade kuhlezi ke uFirst Lady kumbe ngithi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ehlezi lo nkosikazi Joyce Mujuru yena engumsekeli kamongameli lapha kade kukhanya khona bengana bakhulumisani omunye khangelele lomunye khangelele kodwa ke okungani ukuphuma sobala umnumzane Emerson Mnangagwa onguye phela okhangeleza ezemthetho kukhanya nje kade ezikholikholisela lo nkosikazi Mujuru pelo ke bechanja amajokes angajipheliyo ngokutsho kwabantu anti kunjalo uBlessing. So ke sifuna ukuza ukuthi njengoba siyakwazi ukuthi kulokuhluphala khona ngale kuzaniphefu umjuru ungazani ulwa ke lomnangagwa kubangiswana ke isikhundla selesi esikamongameli. So njengoba ke uMugabe sengazani sekukhulile sibili kukhangelela ukuthi enxa angatshi isikhundla kungadluli ikhongolosi. Yes, sikhuluma nje kukhanyazani uMugabe nangokwakhe umongameli uthi ake limi ukulwisana lulwisana isikhundla ngisakhona mina esintwini wasithini ke Blessing ngalokho akulalanga elaphuma elinye lingakajoni no sun can rise before the other is down there, right?
Indeed, indeed. Of course, President Robert Mugabe, during his official opening of parliament, touched on a number of issues. Among the issues that he dealt with, he said, of course, the government should work to improve the standard of living, the standards of living of all Zimbabweans. The government, he said, will set up a commission of inquiry to look into the transition from the Zimbabwe dollar to the United States dollar, as people could have been prejudiced of their pensions. This, of course, is true. Many pensioners are complaining about the issue. And of course, the president also talked about the community share ownership schemes, urging companies to honor the pledges that they made to government. He also dealt with Zim Asset, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Social Economic Transformation. And he touched on issues such as mining, agriculture, and also that you work, the government will work hard to ensure that there is energy that will actually drive the industries. Those are some of the issues that he raised, Gibbs.
I think to add on to the issues that we're actually talking about, Blessing, Mr. Mugabe also pointed out that Parliament will be expected to pass a new law to ensure quality health for the nation. And he also talked about, you know, an information and communication technology policy that will be supported by what he says, electronic transaction, cybercrime and data protection bills. And then at the same time, he expressed sadness about some people. He alleges that they're actually registering companies under certain outsiders' names. You know, if you're a foreign investor, he says some people are being used to actually register, you know, for those companies. And this is reversing the policy of indigenization.
I think we have our first two guests. First, we have Member of Parliament for Nkai, Mr. Abednego Bebe. Honorable Bebe, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm
good
doing.
Good evening, audience, and good evening, Zimbabweans.
Thank you so much. And we also have Mr. Maurice Ngwenya. He's a political analyst and ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Blessing?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. The pleasure is always ours. And Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Bebe. You are a lawmaker and you've been seeing what is going on in Parliament. And today the president actually spelled out the agenda for Parliament. Do you think this agenda is going to, you know, to be pushed to its limit?
Well, first and foremost, it has been a routine that the president of the country does address parliament and outlines the agenda for parliament. Safe to say, without making a do that it is, something that has been traditional and it has not actually resulted in the betterment of some of the laws that have been anticipated to come out of Parliament. And thirdly, it has not brought about laws that respect Zimbabweans as a unity, not dividing them according to political class, neither according to race or tribe. Mm-hmm. We have not seen laws that are deliberate to deal with that, and we have not seen him stressing on those laws that we, some of us, believe they impinge on the lives of Zimbabwe. For an example, one would wonder why ZANU-PF is not prioritizing something that Zimbabweans believe is supposed to be priority, the issue of the devolution of power. Mm-hmm. We don't see him stressing on such kind of laws that we believe are going to change the lives or the development of the country. And we don't see him talking about laws that are going to change the participation of Zimbabwe as a people. Laws like POSA, we are not seeing him talking about those laws. We are not seeing him talking about laws that are going to turn around the fortunes of this economy by having true investors having to come and invest here in Zimbabwe. Over and above, we're not seeing him stressing the laws that are going to be protecting those investments, of which those investments are going to contribute in the improvement of the economy of the country. So basically, this is what we are expecting from a president if he were to address, you know, the country, emphasizing on those things, because those are the things that are basically required for Zimbabwe to have a better life and compete within the community of nations.
Thank you so much, Honorable Bebe. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the president's official opening of parliament today. Of course, he made many promises, things that parliament has to tackle, or rather setting the agenda for parliament. He talked about housing, he talked about indigenization, and he also touched on the issue of mining, and also the problematic area of energy. And our guests this evening, we have Honorable Abednego Bebe, MDCT legislator, and we also have political analyst and ZANU-PF activist, Mr. Maurice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, just your take on the president's speech.
Well, the president really touched on the critical issues at the moment that are affecting the majority of the Zimbabweans. That is to do with the service delivery in terms of emphasizing on health, as well as talking about the issue of housing, as well as looking at the issue of energy, the energy sector. But really, without singling out really some what people would perhaps call the most important or the most pressing laws, because to me, really, the whole constitution underpins the importance of the governance of this country, and all the laws that need to be realigned are equally important, without perhaps saying this law is more important than the other. Therefore, I think his emphasis that Parliament should tackle these laws to realign them to the present, to the current or the new constitution, is very important. And I hope the legislators will take it seriously, because delaying or taking their time instead of sitting down and looking into these laws that are so important to this country will be really a disservice to the nation, because this new constitution came into effect in 2013, and from the look of things, sometimes maybe the legislators will take their time, some of them don't even attend parliament, and it drags on, but I hope they'll really take the president's call seriously to look into the issue, to look into the laws and align them to the new constitution.
Thank you so much. Of course, there, the optimistic world of Mr. Maurice Ngwenya. And there was also the rather pessimistic world of Honorable Bebe. Regai tiende kuwa tereriwedu, toenda kuchipinge, makadi mkoma masimba. Mkoma masimba parunari, makadi.
Hello, makadi kwa mkoma blessing.
Aiwa, isu tirina, nikurisei kuchipinge uku.
Unofara, unofara yambo.
Mm-hmm. Ma wana osei mashoko ari kutaurwa navamugabe kugadzirisa upfumi.
igaro ziva kuti ndo zongo bereketa munhu zuva nezuva pasina chabuda. Saka pachina chitsva chatingati tanzwa mashoko muparamende haisati yave kuparamende.
Sei muchidaro?
Nokuti kubva 1980 kusvika nhatsi kungotaura kutoendwa kumba kundovata zvatopera, wotambura wotambura munhu mutema.
Saka hapana chinofamba.
Zero great.
Saka poitwa sei Bugoma Masimba?
Hapana, kungotarisa mupaka zvati ndi mwana wacho waguma. That's the best.
Aiwa,
tinoti pane chinobuda.
Hamuna
totenda zvedu mai mudhuru mukadzi womunhu unoziva kubereketa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Bugoma Masimba rekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda, ngavasatipedzera nguva yedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Masimba is saying that, you know, all they do is talk, and they've been doing it since 1980. But when it comes to delivering, it's zero. So he says essentially it's a waste of time. It's like applying lipstick to a frog. Regatiende kuna mkoma Kenyas, ku South Africa, ku Botswana. Makadi mkoma Kenyas.
Ndi right murugo murai umuri wa dere mugoma blessing.
Hai wa isu tinotamba kuri sei ku Botswana.
Ha ku Botswana kuri right zvako.
Manhasi vakama vagadzwa kutungamira nyika zvakare.
Yes.
Asi ngatidzokei kumusha. Munoti kudine zviri kudzinga zviitwe nemutungamiri wenyika.
Ini ndinokumbira kuvhunza pane vari ipapa apo plus imi mondiudza pane chichada kutaura nguva yakati wandei tichitaurirana. Basa reparliament nderei? Basa reparliament nderei?
Mr. Bebe,
nderekugadzira mitemo yenyika nekugadzirisa mitemo inogadzirisa
Mr. Bebe, ndiri kuda avo vezanupf.
Mr. Ngwenya?
The answer is the same. Parliament, basa reparliament nderekugadzira mitemo yenyika.
Okay, nderekugadzira mitemo yenyika. After taindisa vanhu vatavhotera kuti ivo vachandotimirira vari kuparliament, vandotigadzirira izvi kuparliament, handiti?
Aiwa, musasanganise nyaya. Mitemo haigadziri mazuva ese. Apa nyaya yekutaura nezvayo kugadzira mitemo ndeyekuti handiti taishandisa bumbiro remutemo kana kuti constitution yekare. Last year kukaiswa constitution itsva. Mitemo inofanira kuenderana nebumbiro idzva iri. Ndo nyaya iri.
Alright, regai ndingotaurawo zvangu hane. Ndatenda Mr. Morris Ngwenya. Chinhu chiripo chendechidongo ndinongoti taurei mukoma blessing ndechekuti hapana chitsva chiri kuchinja kuparliament yezimbabwe. Number one, economically muparliament yezimbabwe hapana chiri kuitwa chinochinja economic diversification yenyika yezimbabwe. Number two, when we talk about the law, iye zvinezvi kune vanhu vanoenda vachindomirira vanhu. Munhu akasungwa for him to be proved guilt or innocence, anotanga apika jere ari muremand in prison achinzi hakuna kana mota. Zvinhu zvinofanira kuitwa seated being debated muparliament. Number three, muzimbabwe hamuna kana chinodhibhetiwa kuparliament chinodzoserwa kuvanhu kwetiri isusu kuti aiwa zvatati chiti isusu tiri kundotaura pamusoro pemaamendments ari muconstitution kuti maelection achauya akadai hazvitevedzerwi. Ndosaka iye zvinochiona gono achida kundouya achitopinzwa neimwe nzira. Zvinhu zvinofanira kudai zvakati zvichidhibhetiwa muparliament zvichiuya zvisingazouyi zvava kuita sokuti chiutsotsi. Number three, mukati mezvetinobhadhara isusu mukanzuro iye zvinezvi ndine aboti 15 years ndaapplyela ndanyora fomu rangu rokuti ndive neimba muzimbabwe. Handizivi kuti ndichatanga kuwana imba yeguva here kana kuti imba yekugara mukati ndichiitawo propati yangu muzimbabwe kana kuti zvinhu izvozvo. All of those things hapana kana chaari kuti taurira kana ari semudharauyu dena aida zake andosvika andozorora
guma kedias guma kedias vamugabe mutungamiri wenyika hatingadi kushandisa mashoko anenge kunyomba tinenge doda kuti titaure tese pasina kutukana muchikotaura mapoints enyu
ndinotenda hapana chinhu chavanogara muparliamendi vachichidibheta why because Zimbabwe iri kuranwa nema citizens in Zimbabwe. Hapana anything which we are getting from the government of Zimbabwe. Munhu akafaye zvino is a business mu Zimbabwe kuti umuvike. Mamocharis arimo tinotambura kuti divide our own people in our own country. Yet we have people who are representing us in the parliament. Ndochati saka zvetirikuita tichirikidika. Alright, for us to get my agricultural facilities, tiri kutanga tatambura tondotengerwa fertilizer yematomatis instead of yechibage. But vanhu vari kuzviita vari muparliament.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Kenyas nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda.
Tinotenda. Of course, Kenyas is not very happy saying, you know, it's just a waste of time. You know, parliament is not doing anything that is translating into action. You know, still continuing with the theme that is just a talking workshop and nothing comes out of it. And he says he has been on the housing waiting list for about 15 years. So he's wondering if the only house that you get or a piece of land that you get is his grave.
Yeah, that sounds a bit painful there. So, okay, lapha ecingweni sengilo mnumzana uMtholi ose Johannesburg. Baba Mtholi, ungawutshona njani?
Ngikona futhi kunjani futhi kithi?
No, mpile kakhulu. Kunjani lapha khona kona?
Hayi, eJohannesburg ngikuhle futhi.
Ye, ngaphandle kokudutshulwa kwajahalwana, kungani kuhamba kahle?
Hawu, sengizomuyo, yeza mbulele lapha.
Ye, ungathini ke ngodaba lolu umongameli ukhulumile namhlanje edala lephalamende? Hamba ungathini ngakhona kwakukhulumile?
Hey, leyo isinda baphendule bhuti omkhulu. Ubaba lowo thina, hey, njengoba uyabona bhuti, njengoba uzo ngikhuluma ngikuphi nawe ukhuluma ukuphi. Asikho ukuthanda lokhu. Isimo selizwe. Ukuze sigcwale amathafa kanje. Ukhomba ukuthi kulenye into ekhona phakathi phakathi kwelizwe. Uyabona ilizwe ngilothizi kakhulu ngomfowethu, umfanani lo uMoriso lapho. Ukuthi isikhathi lesi akhampena ngaso ukuthi abonakale, sona isikhathi sesiphelile kanje ukuthi abonakale, abe lokho ekhuluma emele sithumele umgabi, kumele ilizwe. Abakubo elwagwelo, abakibo esilobela, abakibo baphelile beqedwa ngumgabi. Kodwa namhlanje umile khona lapho lokho emile defender lowo muntu athi ungangazwala futhi bekhula yakwenza ku grade 1 mwezi namhlanje umile into engihlupa ngayo suku zonke ngiyamuzwa limbiza limbiza ekhuluma defender ukuthi aqetshe aphume futhi obala ngale kabakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma kanjalo yikho ekhuluma ngani uyacatsha ayiphume ukuthi ukhulumile ukhulumile kodwa kulanto azayilandisa eqondile khonapho uButumoni. Mina ngilusizi akulanto ekhulunywa lapha eParliament, akulanto engatiza phuma encede isizwe. Thina especially ngizakhuluma nje noma ingani ibizwe likhululekile. Thina amaNdebele azange sikhululeke since 1980. UButi Morris noma kade ngoba kade emncane uyakwazi uyakuzwa. Kodwa ngilusizi sikhuluma ngenhliziyo ezibuhlungu ukuthi uma nje uma lapho uzama ukukhampena ukuthi hayi azokubambe ngomunye umuntu yesula. Akusoze kuvele baqale bamthatha bethathwa bengeniswa nguBoda Gezi. Siyabazi lokungena kwakho. Bengeniswa ngendaba ka-Border Case. Namhlanje uyama uthi umgaba hayi right to president umela ilizwe lokuthibizwa kulanto elungiswayo. Uzophuma khona kuwena usesemncane futhi ulelwe ngulife edluletho ukuthi ayiphambili. Uza kwenzani yena empilweni yakhe emele into enjalo? Sho ukuthi athi hayi madoda, mina nami-ke lami ngisakhula ngisafuna ukuzama. Uyabona lapho elikhona ngiyazama. Kodwa thina asiboni bhuti ukuthi kusinceda ngani into abazenza ePhalamende. Namhlanje ngingakhumbula kulo bhuti lo okotshwe namhlanje watshaywa ngabantu. Uyazama, uyabona ukuthi kameli muntu oyi-one umele abantu bonke, kodwa bangu-three bangu-four. Uyabona, kukhomba ukuthi ulethe isifiso sokuthi abantu kulunge. Into esiyenzayo thina lapha ispecial amaNdebele mangaki ePhalamende angu-three kumba ngu-four. Kwafo tenjiwe lesabe, kwafo bani bani. Akula muntu owafakwa noma Heroes Acre, olookout masuku walwimpi. Akulo wangena noma Heroes Acre. Kodwa khona budinga uthole ukuthi umuntu weMandebeleni kanye ulokhu emile khonapho. Uzamani, ukuthi wena uzifakelani, waye wena uzihlohle uzigwanisa lapho ungagwani khona. Uzigwaniselani.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Mtoli. Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu, asifunisisukume ye.
Ubonisa kanjele ukuthi yena katena umenza ukuthi afike ngendaba yokungena ngesibhoda desk abe sesibandlalo axabane labantu bakubo athi yena yena kuhle akutholayo yena okudlula kwabanye ngempilo zabanye abafoti abangeniswe emgodini abanye singababonanga kwa-create ama-death certificate yomuntu ongamazi ukuthi ulele kuphi umuntu onalo kodwa wena yami yama izihlobo zakhe futhi
ye hayi sesikuzwile kakhulu othi-ke sizamngenisa-ke akuphendule kodwa engakakuphendule nzathi ntshela umphakathi ukuthi kanti usithini lapha ngesilungu so otherwise siyabonga kakhulu uphendukela kusasa phela Yeah, what Mr. Mtoli was saying is that the country is facing serious problems right now, and he's wondering why Mr. Morris Ngwenya is always defending ZANU-PF, especially Mr. Robert Mugabe. He says there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that parliament can do because it is just a parliament without any direction. So then he further went to say that regions like Matabeleland have not recorded any significant growth since 1980. Then he says there are a few people from Matabeleland that are in parliament. And he wonders why some people like Morris, you know, always, Morris Ngwenya, always defend that kind of, you know, party like ZANU-PF. He's a very angry man. Just 1 second. Okay. I just want to make this announcement that now you can actually watch us on YouTube. So if you want to watch us on YouTube, that is Live Talk. Here is the what you can do. HTTP, I'll repeat, /// www.youtube.com. Then ungangena kwalapho ube ufaka futhi omunye /user/ VOA Zimbabwe. So uzakuphindaphinda kwenza ukuthi likujayele kuhle. HTTP ufaka apostrophe yakho /// www.youtube.com/user/VOA Zimbabwe. Kingakhohlwa ukungena khonapho. Yes, ungamphendula-ke baba Morris Ngwenya.
Ye, ngiyamuzwa sibili mfowethu lapha ukhuluma nokuthukuthela. Into engifuna ukuthi imtshengise yona ukuthi nxa evela sibili emaNdebeleni kumele sibili ezwisise ukubana sonke khona ngale esivelale eMatabeleland silokuthukuthela ngendaba yelizwe leli. Okwenzakala kathesi kuZANU-PF ungakhanyela nxa ungumuntu ovela eMatabeleland sibili, umdala wethu uJoshua Nkomo uyamhlonipha. And sonke isikhathi uzamela lokho ayesitshela khona ukubana sikumele. I-ZANU-PF le ekhona ngabafana bakaJoshua Nkomo. Yikho sibahlonipha lanxa ababesikhokhela abadala bethu bengathi omela owaye kuzaphu kade singumbani esizamfaka esikhundleni lesi. Yikho sikuhlonipha ngoba leli yilo ilifa esalijelwa ngumdala wethu. Ngezwa umuntu efuna ukuvusa indaba yezegugurawundi, indaba ezenzakala kudala. Ngumuntu ongahloniphi umdala wethu, ngumuntu ongahloniphi uNkomo. Njalo ngiyazibuza ukuthi umuntu lo uvela ngaphi vele. Imifo esalitshelwa uNkomo kanazi yini? Kungani efuna ukuvusa izinto? Bakhuluma abadala iy'ndaba lezi, bazikhuluma bavumelana. UNkomo uye wathi singene kwi-unit accord, UNkomo wathi nguye wathi sibambane. Ngakho okwenzakala kathesi kuZANU-PF yikho sikusekela ngoba yikho ukwakha ilizwe esakutshelwa umdala wethu uJoshua Nkomo. Kodwa into eyenzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu yikuthi abakunanzeleli ukuthi abantu be-MDC yibo abafika eMatabeleland laphana bevusa
inyezabambakancane mnumzana ungayikhatshani bamba kancane
Nkoma Donald ramba izwenyu makabata parunare Mr. Bebe and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And you can also visit YouTube. That is www.youtube.com/user/voazimbabwe. This is Gibbs Dewey in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.